Chapter 17. And I had. So long ago, yet the memory still pulsed in me. Of course, I still had that first dry drop of blood on its slide. It was my first, and I could call up that memory any time by taking out my little slide and looking at it. I did, every so often. It had been a very special day for Dexter. Last nurse had been first playmate, and she had opened up so many wonderful doors for me. I had learned so much, found out so many new things. But why was I remembering last nurse now? Why did this whole series of events seem to be whipping me back through time? I couldn't afford a fond remembrance of my first pair of long pants. I needed to explode into action, make large decisions, and begin important deeds. Instead of strolling sappily down memory lane, wallowing in sweet memories of my first blood slide. Which, now that I thought of it, I hadn't collected from Jaworski. It was the kind of tiny, absurdly unimportant detail that turned strong men of action into fidgeting, whimpering neurotics. I needed that slide. Jaworski's death was useless without it. The whole idiotic episode was now worse than a stupid and impulsive foolishness. It was incomplete. I had no slide. I shook my head, trying spastically to rattle two gray cells into the same synapse. I half wanted to take my boat for an early morning spin. Perhaps the salt air would clear the stupidity from my skull. Or I could head south to Turkey Point and hope that the radiation might mutate me back into a rational creature. But instead, I made coffee. No slide indeed. It cheapened the whole experience. Without the slide, I might as well have stayed home. Or almost, at any rate. There had been other rewards. I smiled fondly, recalling the mix of moonlight and muffled screams. Oh, what a madcap little monster I had been. An episode unlike any of my others. It was good to break out of dull routine from time to time. And there was Rita, of course. But I had no idea what to think about that. So I didn't. Instead, I thought of the cool breeze flowing across the squirming little man who had liked to hurt children. It had almost been a happy time. But of course, in 10 years, the memory would fade. And without that slide, I couldn't bring it back. I needed my souvenir. Well, we would see. While the coffee brewed, I checked for the newspaper, more out of hope than expectation. It was rare for the paper to arrive before 6:30, and on Sundays it often came after 8. It was another clear example of the disintegration of society that had so worried Harry. Really now. If you can't get me my newspaper on time, how can you expect me to refrain from killing people? No paper. No matter. Press coverage of my adventures had never been terribly interesting to me, and Harry had warned me about the idiocy of keeping any kind of scrapbook. He didn't need to. I rarely even glanced at the reviews of my performances. This time was a little different, of course, since I had been so impetuous and was mildly worried that I hadn't covered my tracks properly. I was just a bit curious to see what might be said about my accidental party,